Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox, together with the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. I don't know who this email is from, but you want to read it?
Yeah, hello Ben and Nathan. I would prefer if I was anonymous, if this makes it on the podcast. I want to start off by saying you have totally changed the way I view the LSAT and law school admissions. I've been listening to your podcast for a couple of months, and I had been listening. Oh, sorry. And had I been listening earlier, I probably wouldn't be in the predicament I am facing currently. I like that word, predicament. I need to use that more often. I'm a junior in my undergrad, and I plan on taking the LSAT in March. Before I started listening to your advice from both of your podcasts, I decided to purchase the Princeton Review study course. I did not realize all of the time that I would have to dedicate to this course, and I feel like I am not getting that much out of it. With the course I purchased, I have 3.5 hour classes every Tuesday and Thursday, along with 80 or more questions as homework per assignment. I feel like there is so much time that I'm wasting on things that I do not need help on, and that I am losing time that I could spend focusing on my weaknesses. If I could, I would drop out of the Princeton Review today. Good news is, you can. The problem that I'm facing is that I know that the LSAT Demon would be more beneficial to my study process, but I have already spent $1,800 on this course. Dropping out would be all of that going down the drain, but I do not feel like this is the best fit for me. Do you think I should say goodbye to my money and start with the Demon? Or should I finish this course even though I have a bad feeling I will not see the improvement in my score that I am hoping for? I actually plan on becoming a Demon student either way. After I take my initial test in March, I'm already planning on studying until I get my desired score with the Demon. It's frustrating knowing that I am wasting time and money, and I want a more personalized study plan. If only I could have found your program sooner. I know this is a question I must answer myself, but I want your input on the situation. Do you think I should stop doing the Princeton Review and start with the Demon, or should I stick it out? Thank you, Anonymous. We are biased in our response, but that does not make us wrong. But Ben, I'll let you have the first word.
Yeah. So, I mean, I imagine you're thinking the same thing, but this is a classic, like, sunk cost problem, right? The money has already been spent. So the decision now going forward doesn't really have anything to do with that $1,800, unfortunately. It has zero effect on a rational decision about what you should do. The real decision is it better for me to spend money on the Demon or to continue using the current course for free? And I would say that it's, again, this is biased, but I think it's correct. I think it's going to be better for you to spend money on the Demon than to continue using the current course for free for a few reasons. First, I'm afraid that they are going to give you bad advice. And so that's going to actually hurt your score. Two, you're going to be spending a lot of time and effort that you could be spending on something much more effective. When I was reading his whole, we do 3.5 hour classes every Tuesday and Thursday, along with 80 plus questions as homework, it just took me back to that conundrum or the predicament that I was in as a teacher of those kinds of classes, right? It's like you're teaching to a large group. And so that's why oftentimes these courses give so many questions, because some of those questions are going to be helpful for one third of the class. Another set of those questions is going to be helpful for another third, and another set is going to be helpful for the last third. But two thirds of those questions aren't at your skill level, are a waste of your time. And yet, how do you parse through which ones to do and which ones not to do, right? It's just, that's the whole reason we created the Demon. We were in that environment and it was like, hey, this is not the most effective way to do things. Let's give you a question, one question right now. You do it. Depending on how well you do that question, we're going to give you another question that's either harder or easier. to until we get you to questions that are right slightly above your skill level. It doesn't take that many questions. We're talking about 10, five questions, and the demon is already closer to your skill level than you'll get with these batches and batches of questions, which, you know, when you're not finishing them, you're feeling bad. You're like, oh, yeah, I didn't do all the homework, or I don't know. It's just like, it's not a nice way to learn. So those are my two main reasons.
I thought you were going to have three.
I ran out. Did I say three?
I thought you did. I don't remember. Maybe I just expect things in threes.
Sure.
Yeah. The money that you already spent is a sunk cost. We have had some people sometimes say that they were able to get money back by saying, listen, I'm really dissatisfied with this course. I feel like I wasted my money. I am not happy. I want a refund. Yep. And the worst they could say is no, but they do sometimes, especially at the beginning of the class, they might actually give you some of the cash back. So it's not purely sunk necessarily. But if it is sunk, if you're not getting the $1,800 back, whether you use the course does not affect whether you get that money back. So your time is your most valuable resource, and you should be thinking about, you know, where do I invest my time and energy that's going to actually make a difference? And I do think that the Princeton Review might make a difference in the wrong direction. I've just seen too many students who have talent and they start off with Princeton. They very likely have a teacher who is not as good at the LSAT as they eventually will become. I mean, you know, I don't know what the hiring standards currently are, but I've heard in the past of people, you know, teaching for these companies with a 165 or something. You do not want an LSAT teacher who scored 165. You want an LSAT teacher who scored 170 something. Not to say that scoring is the only thing that matters, because teaching also matters, but it's just very possible that you have more talent than your teacher does to begin with. And Princeton's methods are just, everything I've seen from them is garbage. They're trying, you know, they create this overpriced, huge, bloated thing.
And $1,800, jeez Louise.
Yeah, $1,800, which is wild. That's 6 months of Demon Live, which is the most you could possibly pay for the Demon. And I am just, 100% confident that you'll get more out of that than you will out of this Princeton Review class. They make a big deal. We've talked about this. I think it was on the Thinking LSAT podcast, but they make a big deal out of their like 7-point guarantee or whatever it is.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, to be clear, if you only improve 7 points with LSAT Demon, I think we have failed you. Like, I think we've done you a disservice if you improve by 7 points.
Yeah.
And they're happy with that. They're patting themselves on the back. You know, if you get 7 points, then they don't have to give you your money back, or probably. Yeah. And they require you to do 30 hours a week worth of homework and go to all the classes.
Yeah, did you do the questions that we gave you? The 80 plus questions of homework per assignment that we gave you? No, I didn't do that. Well, you're not eligible for the refund or whatever, you know, their policy is. I have no idea, but
you've already wasted the money. I would not continue wasting your time and energy. I can tell that you're demotivated by this. I think that we will inspire you and motivate you, and you'll see progress pretty much right away. Like, the test makes perfect sense, and these folks make it hard. We are here to make it easy. I would sternly withdraw, try to get a refund if possible. And even if you can't, I think you should invest your time elsewhere.
Cool. Thanks for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.